I met Joe Sullivan nearly 25 years ago when he launched Market Insights in Chicago. One of the things I'm most appreciative of is that I get to see Joe at least once a year when he and I teach at Graduate School of Banking in Madison, Wisconsin. I also see Joe from time to time when we speak at various banking conferences, and well, that is not when he's traveling and sharing his knowledge with the banking world around the world. Joe sees one of his major responsibilities is to make his clients think, and he does it really well. He pushes banks and credit unions far beyond their conventional thinking and takes them to new idea places in areas like market research and business strategy and planning skills. He accomplishes all of this through a unique communication style, packaged with visionary leadership and facilitation expertise. His clients get results, pure and simple. Joe's 10 Minutes With targets integrating analytics, demographics, and psychographics into human dialogue. You'll love it. Here's my friend, Joe Sullivan.
Jack, thank you for the great introduction, and thank you for inviting me to speak for a few minutes to the folks listening in today. 10 Minutes with Joe Sullivan, a look at 2018. I'm honored to be a part of this, and as we launch a new year, I want you to think that the best is yet to come. And what I'm going to do is share my perspective on some of the most important things, or what I think is the single most important thing you and your banks and credit unions need to be thinking about. So a little bit about me before we get started. Market Insights, we've been in business, this is our 25th year. We are known for a comprehensive market assessment study and helping clients understand the demographics of their market, their customer or member base, and really taking a look at their branch and their economics of their delivery system and coming up with strategies for growth and actionable strategies. We have a long time history in the industry working with hundreds of clients from coast to coast. But what I really wanted to start with here is this on slide 3. You'll notice that you're seeing the inside of a Whole Foods grocery store. And as it's no surprise by now, you know, last fall, Amazon purchased Whole Foods. And I live in Seattle most of the time. And this happens to be the store in the South Lake Union neighborhood right near the Amazon headquarters. And what I find interesting about it is you'll see that you're in the bulk bin section of foods for, you know, oatmeal and almonds and whatever else you care to buy. But right smack dab in the middle of that is this digital display for Amazon where you can see below that you can purchase anything from an Echo to an Echo Dot to, you know, any one of the electronic devices that are available to us this day. And it reminded me of why I think that data is so important, because I think anybody listening in today would agree that Amazon is an expert at using data to better understand the customer, to better understand and track trends on how people purchase and where they purchase and what they purchase. And that has never been more important than the applicability to the banking industry. So when you look at data, my comment to you here today, if you do nothing else this year, I want you to pay attention and embrace the idea of advanced data and analytics. Now, there's many kinds of data, and I'm going to show you just a few. There's the demographics of your market. There's the segmentation and groups of customers that you bank and what they look like and how they behave. So I'm going to hit a few of the highlights here, and I'm going to start on slide 4 with psychographics. And really what this is a process of taking your retail customer base and breaking them down into smaller, more manageable size groups that behave in similar ways from a financial perspective. And what you see on the right hand of the screen here is the red column, which is the younger years, the green column, which is the family life years, and the mature column, which is the blue. And what it is essentially is breaking your customer base down into groups based on their stage of life. It is not strictly an age or income segmentation. Along the left-hand side on the y-axis, you'll see a degree of affluence from high to low. But what it does is essentially break your customers down into 12 life stage groups and subsequently further segmentation from there. And what this allows you to do and how you make decisions is to better understand who they are, what they buy, how they behave, how they transact, and how they interact with your bank. So let's take an example. of what's called the Y1 upwardly mobile over here. Excuse me, Y2, not Y1, Metro Mainstream. And here is a profile of the typical life stage customer called Metro Mainstream. You can better understand how they manage their money. Primarily, many of them have had a primary bank account for less than a year. They have student loans. They access their accounts on a mobile device. They receive their alerts on a mobile device. They use a check cashing service, and they have government securities. Who they are in terms of, they comprise an annual income of roughly $45,000, 12.7 million households in the US. They're primarily renters. Most have children, and most are under the age of 35. And from an income producing asset standpoint, most of them have income producing assets of less than $25,000 a year. And you might say, well, at my bank, you know, we don't want this group. They don't have any money. But we always must remember the lifetime value of a customer. And if we do not plant the seeds and start cultivating these relationships earlier in the life stage, and again, 35 is not exactly young, but we must understand how they manage their money, what their income profile is, their income producing assets, and again, other things about how they live, where they spend their free time, what media they consume. All of this is to say that this is the kind of data that Amazon is tracking about you when you shop online, when you're a Prime customer, when you shop at Whole Foods. And again, it's not just Amazon that's doing it. You must do this too if you're not already. We did a sampling recently of customers that we have interacted with in the last 2 years, and less than 15% of them had done any kind of analysis of your customer base. So if you are looking for deposits, if you are looking to grow products per household, if you are looking to grow profitability and share of wallet, you cannot do that if you do not understand who the various life stages of customers that you have and ultimately how that compares to the marketplace. Now, I'm going to jump ahead here and I'm going to show you on slide 6 that you can take this data and you can go in a lot of different directions with this. And what I did in this hypothetical example is I looked at the average deposits by life stage at a given bank branch. And again, you'll see along the left-hand side these life stage groups, the Y groups, the F groups, and the M groups that I showed you earlier. And then we have hypothetically 5 branches across the top, and what this particular bank's average balance was for deposits broken down by life stage. But what's interesting about this, we also then cross-referenced how many of those customers utilize online banking. Do they use it? Yes or no. Do they use investment services? Yes or no. And how many have been an account holder with the bank for less than 6 years? And what this starts to do is data that you already have, you can start mining and slicing and dicing in different ways to figure out, you know, who are our mobile banking customers? How can we deepen the penetration of mobile usage? How can we deepen the relationship on deposits? How can we deepen the relationship or cross-sell investment services? Again, we cannot get where we need to go if we don't have a baseline of where we are. And the baseline here, ladies and gentlemen listening in today, is on the life stage analysis. Now, we can also look at this and you can say, how does this vary from year to year? We know for a statistical fact right now that on average, 10% of customers switch life stage or segment groups in every year. So segmentation is not something that you do once every 5 years. You do it at a minimum of once a year, twice a year, 4 times a year, even better. But what you see here in hypothetical bank with 4 branches here, when we looked at their profile of their members in 2017 versus 2 years prior in 2015, and everything that you see in pink means that they have either lost customers in that life stage or customers have aged and advanced into a new one. So what you see here is some of the younger groups are advancing into a family life stage, getting married, having kids, and what have you, and some might be moving away. But what this does is give definitive information for the bank here to say, we know that migrationally, we are attracting primarily this middle sector in family life years, and we need to make sure that our products, our messaging, our delivery channels, the ease of our mobile product all cater to a continually emerging set of customers. Now, that's just a flavor. There are so many things about data that are important. I want you to consider these things. The data and analytics will drive the success of your institution in 2018 and beyond. My mantra for you and what I hope you will adopt is know your market. Know the demographics of your market. And we didn't talk a lot about demographics directly here. Know how they're going to change over the next 5 years. Know your customer. Analyze the segmentation and compare the segments in your customer base with the market area and see if you are consistent. Remembering that 10% of your customers or more will change psychographic profiles in any given year. And don't forget to balance the importance of data with the importance of making a human connection with your customer. Now, just a little bit more about what we do on the last slide there, from delivery optimization to market assessments to M&A work to segmentation to brand positioning and culture and strategic planning. So with that, I want to say thank you for allowing me to share 10 minutes with you today. Embrace data, know your markets, know your customers, and make strategic decisions using the right data. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot, Joe. Really appreciate it. You know, if your organization needs some help in determining where to locate your next branch, how to plan both strategically and tactically, and how to review your business strategies, you might as well reach out to Joe Sullivan. I think he can help you. He can be reached at jsullivan@4marketinsights.com. Thanks again, Joe. Really appreciate it.